Thanks for listening to the Voice Ministries podcast. To get more information about Voice, or if you were blessed by this message and want to sow into our ministry, go to our website at voiceministries.com.
I just feel the Lord, first of all, just wants us to stay in this place. And specific direction, I believe, is on his heart tonight. As I was sitting over there in the drums, he just kept saying, pass it on. Pass it on. And what he's saying is, I was in prayer this afternoon. And as I was in prayer, he just blew a fresh wind of peace over me. And I just fell asleep in his presence. And when I began to come to, I just saw colors of green and colors of red just swirling, just going in and out. And it was just such a peaceful place. And he just blew a fresh wind of peace and rest into my body, and I needed it. And I feel like right now he's saying, Josh, pass that on. So I'm going to be obedient to the Lord, and I'm just going to pass that on to you. If that's you and you need a fresh wind from the Lord right now, then just receive it in the name of Jesus. Just receive the peace of the Lord right now. Receive the rest from the Lord right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we love you. Holy Spirit, we want you. Holy Spirit, we just ask you to flow throughout this room. Right now, just minister. Minister to men and women right now in the name of Jesus. We just ask you to pour out a fresh wind, a fresh anointing on us right now. Just begin to ask the Lord for that fresh anointing right now. Ask God for it. Ask him to pour it out. Whatever you need, I just believe he wants to give it to you today. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. Blow through this room, Holy Spirit. Pour out your anointing in this place. Pour out your refreshing in this place. We need a touch from you today, Lord. We've been going too long in our own strength. We've been going too long in yesterday's word, in yesterday's vision, in yesterday's dream. We've been going too long. God, we need a fresh touch from you right now in the name of Jesus. And we invite you, Holy Spirit, all across this room, we invite you to pour out a fresh wind and anointing in this place. It is you that we need. It is you. just think we, I think we're supposed to just stay right here. A lot of times we get so planned out that the Holy Spirit moves just like He is right now, and we just move right past Him. Okay, God, it's time to move on now, but let's not be that people today. I don't want to be that person today. I want to be the one who says, Holy Spirit, we're just going to stay right there with You. And I feel like this is actually a perfect opportunity to just really begin to go into the heart of what the Lord wants to say today. The foundation of my message today is something that the Lord spoke to me through a brother just a couple weeks ago. And I want to put this out there because I know that there are many of us who relate to this. And what the Lord's already doing is He's getting ready to deliver us from this bondage. And the prophecy that a man gave me was, Josh, I see you trudging in mud. It's just like you're just trudging. Just like it's taking everything that you got to take a step. But you're not giving up. And with each step you take, that's the grace of the Lord. That's the power of the Holy Spirit. You get your leg out of the mud and you're like, whoo. And then you're back down again. It's, man, and it's hard. Can anybody relate to that? But the glorious part was the final outcome of the vision. He said, but Josh, I see solid surface up ahead. Whereas right now it's just hard to take a step. You're just giving it everything you got just to take a step. But I see in your near future solid foundation coming. And you're just going to be running with the Lord, and you're going to be saying, freedom! Who wants that today? Who wants that freedom? Who wants that solid foundation where it's not like it's hard to take a step, but we're just flowing in it. We're just going in it. Who wants that today? I'm tired of struggling. I had another lady not long after that say that she heard the word of the Lord for me, and it said, easy street. Easy street. She said, but that don't mean it's going to be easy. There's still going to be work, but I just see easy street for you. I just said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I was driving down the road yesterday and I saw a sign on a telephone pole that said, easy work, great pay. And I thought to myself, I bet that gets them every time. The Lord took me to a scripture, Matthew 11:30. And it says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And He gave me this not long after the Lord had already been speaking these things to me. So I thought to myself, okay, Lord, You're speaking all these things to me right now. And I know for a fact You're speaking to me, because that is, in fact, where I'm at. I'm struggling, God. I'm hot on this pursuit for Jesus, but it just seems like a struggle. I'm ready to get into that freedom. I'm ready to get into that ease. And he took me to Matthew 11:30, and it says, "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." So I said, "Okay, God, let me dive into this." And the first thing that he spoke to me is, "Josh, one thing you need to realize, there is a yoke." There is a yoke. And I don't know how often I try to get the ease without the yoke. But really what it does is it leads me trudging in the mud. Trudging along, having struggled to take one step. And he revealed to me what that yoke was. Is the cross of Christ. Let's see, it's Matthew 16:24 says, "If anyone wants to be my disciple, he must first deny himself, take up his cross and follow me." And just like that sign that I read on the telephone pole, people want great pay but an easy job. And the Lord says, "Son, I've got ease in mind for you, but you've got to take on your yoke. You've got to pick up your cross. You've got to deny yourself in this flesh." We've got to say yes to the Lord. And I know that's a struggle for me at times. Can I be honest? Can I be honest today? I struggle at times saying yes to the Lord. I was sharing this with my mother the other day, and she said, "Josh, what are you talking about? You've given everything for God. You've up and moved, you know, halfway across the nation. You left your family. You left everything. You've given everything for the Lord. What do you mean?" But I said, "Mom, God's continuously sanctifying me, setting apart who I am for Him continuously. And I know those things in my life that I'm holding on to. I know those little things in my life that I'm holding on to. And then I get down the road and I say to myself, why? Why is it such a struggle? And yeah, I've given everything, if you were to ask most people. But I know the struggles that I have. I know the little things that I'm holding on to. I know the things that I'm afraid to let go of. God's saying, "Josh, I want that. I've got so much freedom for you. Give me everything. Give me everything." God is on a pursuit to have everything from me. And as I pick up my cross, as I say yes to the Lord, because when I say yes to God, I'm taking on the yoke. When I say yes to the Lord, I'm picking up the cross. I'm agreeing with God. But when I disagree with the Lord, I just find myself going in this circle. Just this continuous circle. Like spinning my wheels like a hamster in a cage. And I'm wondering why, why, why? And And the Lord's saying, agree with me, son. Can't you look back and see all the times that you've agreed with me and what I've done through that? Micah 6:3. It's the Lord speaking to the Israelites. And I'm guessing this was a time after the Lord had delivered the Israelites. And the Lord was speaking to the Israelites, and he said, paraphrase, she might have it up there. He said, for what have I done to you? What has been my burden on you? Did I not deliver you from slavery? Did I not send Moses after you to get you freedom? And Aaron, did I not show my heart towards you? That I love you? That I would do anything that you might walk in the promised freedom that is for you? Have I not shown myself to you? What's the burden that I've placed on you? But we fear. We allow fear to keep us from walking in step with God. But for a fact, we can look back and God can say the same thing in our lives. Have I not shown you my faithfulness and my heart for you? Have I not proven it time and time again? What's the burden that I've placed on you? God's burden is light. His yoke is easy. As we agree with the Lord, He unravels His plan for us. But we do have a part in that. We do have a part in that. And that's the message today. The message today is that there is a yoke. His yoke is easy, yes, but there is a yoke. We're trying to get the ease without the yoke. I'm guilty. Deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow me. Is there any plainer way that he could have stated it? Deny yourself, pick up your cross, follow the example that I gave. In my studies, I looked up two different scriptures. And both were in the scriptures. It talked about this is the example that the Lord gave. And I was just amazed at the picture that it put out. This example over here was of when the Lord was washing the feet of his disciples. The scripture says, this is the example that I've set for you, that I would wash the feet of my brothers. And then over here he says, this is the example that I've set for you, that I've taken up my cross, that I've gone to the mountain, I took nails in my hand and I died for you. There is a yoke. I've received a lot of freedom thanks to my brother speaking that into my life, and then my sister speaking some things into my life, and then going to the Word of God and letting the Lord Himself speak some things into my life. And I'm starting to get little glimpses from time to time of that ease that it's talking about. But I gotta say, it's coming as I lay down my plans. As I lay down the things that I'm holding on to, the Lord is pouring out His plan for me, His peace for me, His ease for me. As I lay it down. And listen, guys, you better believe that with every truth, there's a false. And I believe we live in a society today that has come up with a really good false for this idea, for this truth. Because the Lord says, my yoke is easy. Pick up your cross and follow me. I had a dream the other night. And in the dream, it was the end of times, which I think God was speaking something very true and very prophetic to me. And I was standing with a group of men and women. There were some older men and women. They were probably in their mid-50s or so. And then there was me and my wife. And we were standing there, and we were standing outside, and we were looking up into the sky because we heard all this noise, and we thought a tornado was coming. And the sky was dark. But no tornado came, but instead, all of a sudden, the sky was filled with airplanes and helicopters. And in my spirit, I was like, man, this isn't good. Whatever's going on right now is not good. And then in the next thing you know, a helicopter came down low, hovered over us, and me and my wife are standing there. We're the youngest in the group. And then there's, you know, middle to later aged couple standing here. And this man, this military man, looked down out of the helicopter and said, I'll be back in a minute. When I get back, you need to have a representative ready to speak on behalf of your group. Well, as he was speaking, I'm thinking, this is not good. Because whoever is going to be the representative, they better be ready. And I remember speaking to the old man. I was like, guys, don't do it. Don't do it. It's not going to be good. And next thing you know, they're all walking across the street, going to grab a cup of coffee at Burger King. Now, I know this is getting a little crazy, but hear me out. And so I'm stuck there with my wife, and I'm like, well, I guess it's me. I guess I'm the representative. And I woke up. And when I woke up, the Lord was just saying many things. The first thing he said was, don't you see the false truth that our society has created? That just go about your merry way. Just live life as you choose. You're a Christian. It's okay. Just go grab a cup of coffee. Just don't worry about everything that's going on around you. Don't worry about the obvious signs that are right in front of you because, you know, it's all going to work itself out anyways. You're going to be fine. Just keep doing what you're doing. And the Lord spoke, and through that word, He was just saying, Josh, you need to be ready. You need to be ready. Get ready. The things you're holding on to, the things of the world that you're holding on to, it's time to let them go. Because can't you see? There's something going on in the air. Can't you see? So we're stuck in this lie that this is where it's at. This is not where it's at. This is not our home. We're just simply passing through on a mission. But we get stuck in between. And then I wonder why it's so hard to take a step. Because I'm weighed down by the weight of the world. I've allowed these things to attach to me. And God's saying, let them all go. Let them all go, Josh. I want you sold out. I want everything. But God, that's a little extreme, isn't it? We live here on this earth. You know, let me indulge in the ways of the world a little bit, God. There's grace for that, and I thank God for His grace. But that's not the message that He's going to preach to His children. Oh, son, there's grace for you. You just keep walking in your lostness. He's going to say, give it all. Give it all. I'm reminded of the Israelites. God showed Himself to the Israelites. They were in slavery. They were in bondage deeply for years. And God came in His grace and in His mercy and in His love because He loved them. He wanted them. And He delivered them from slavery. So what was the yoke that the Israelites had to put on as God came to deliver them? It was simple. The yoke that the Lord is asking us to put on is simple. It is easy. He said, get up and follow me. Get up and follow me. What was the burden that He poured out? It was light. He said, get up and follow me. Wake up every morning. Go get your food. Get it in the evening. Don't get more than you need. That was a test from the Lord, and they failed. He split the Red Sea that they might walk through it. Is this not putting a picture together for us? It's putting a picture together for me. This is something I'm trying to grab a hold of in my life. That way when God says, Josh, get up and follow me. This is simple. Really, you're complicating it. You're letting the fears of this world come in and snatch out the truth. You're letting the lies of this world come in and convince you otherwise. Put that stuff down. Just get up and follow me. I'm going to split the Red Sea. I'm going to deliver you from slavery. I'm going to do it all. You just need to follow me. I'm going to provide everything you need. Just wake up every day and just know that I am good. Just know that I'm going to place it there. But they let the weight of the world and the lies of the world come in and snatch the truth. It didn't happen immediately. Because immediately when we see God move in power, oh, we're ready. We're ready to receive the power. We're ready to walk in the power. We're ready to follow God. But what about, you know, 1 week into it, 2 weeks into it, 1 month, 2 years, 3 years? And, you know, God's put this very simple, light, easy task in front of us. And it doesn't seem profound enough. So we got to figure something out that's greater than that. And that's what you call a false burden. The truth is, that there is a yoke, and we got to put it on. We got to follow the Lord. We got to say yes to God. We got to get up and go. The false to that is the world says, well, you're just a Christian. Just live and be merry and it's all good. And God's really saying, get prepared. Be ready. Be with me. Be in my presence. Know my word. Know my voice. These things don't just come naturally. They don't just come because. They come because of us taking a step towards the Lord. And he's saying, yes, son, do that. And the world's saying, you don't have to do that. And the false burden that I get, man, that false burden that I was talking about, it's put on because I'm not trusting the Lord. Because God's saying something very simple and I'm making it very complex, and they're but stray away from it because I'm scared of what it really might look like. But time and time again, God shows me, son, if you'll just step with me, you'll really see. You'll see the truth. You'll see it. If you'll just take that step. And you know, that Micah 6:3, that resonates true in my life. God has all the right in the world to speak to me and say, Josh, have I not shown you? Have I not proven myself faithful in your life? Every single time. Every single time. Not just 50% of the time, not 75% of the time, not 90% of the time, every single time that I have said yes to the Lord, and no telling how many times he's still proven himself faithful, even when I'm fighting with him and wrestling with him and not really wanting to go. And that's the greatness of our God. And I'm thankful for that as well. I need that as well, because I am stubborn at times. But I'm just sitting here scratching my head going, man, why? Why? Why is this seemingly so tough? Because it really doesn't have to be. It really doesn't have to be. There was one amongst the Israelites that the Bible says stayed true to the Lord. His name was Caleb. And I'm encouraged by Caleb, because in the midst of everything that was going on, in the midst of all the unsatisfaction, all the mistrust, all the people who took their wills back and did their own thing, in the midst of all of that, there was a man named Caleb. And the Bible says that Caleb was blessed. And not only was he blessed, but he ended up receiving the promise that he initially set out to go receive, the promised land. And it was because he stayed wholehearted devoted to the Lord. Wholehearted devotedness to the Lord. Guys, that's what I'm after. That's what I'm after. Is that what you're after tonight? Are we after wholeheartedness, or are we satisfied with the standard of the world that just says, oh, just live life, you know, a little here, a little there? That's a lie. That's not the Lord's desire for our lives. I'm after wholeheartedness. I have not yet achieved it. But as I press towards him, I can look back and I'm thankful. Because I'm taking steps. Just like I'm sure you're taking steps. And we're struggling. And we're trying to get through this. And then we're trying to grow. And we're trying to mature. And we struggle. And then we have victory. And then we struggle. And we have victory. And that's part of it. Let's keep saying yes to the Lord. Let's keep saying yes. Can we agree on that tonight? Is there somebody in the room who they would say, yes, it's a struggle, but I'm not giving up? Just like the initial prophecy that was spoken over me. Josh, I see you trudging deep in mud. You know, and it's hard to take a step, but There's a look on your face and it's like, I'm not giving up. I'm not giving up. I'm not giving up. And God's revealing more and more each step of the way. He's revealing more and more each step. But I'm not giving up. Can we agree on that tonight? That we're not going to give up wholeheartedly, guys. Can we agree on that tonight? That we're going to be people who are hot on the pursuit of Jesus Christ. That when the trials and the weights of the world come in and try to snatch out the truth of the Word of God, that we're going to keep saying yes. Can we keep saying yes to the Lord tonight? I just want to give a few minutes just to stay in that place, saying yes to the Lord. Let's pick up our cross. Let's throw that yoke over our shoulder. Let's come to a realization that the Lord does say there is still a yoke, but it's easy. Get up and follow me. All you got to do is follow me. Just wake up in the morning and go get your food. I'm your provider. I'm your provider. I'm your healer. I'm your lover. He's all those things. So you can come forward if you want to. You can sit in your seats. I know sometimes just that step of faith to come forward just does something for me. But you're welcome to do whatever you want to do. But I know the Lord tonight, He's just saying, bud, keep saying yes. Keep saying yes. In the mud, on the solid surface, on the mountaintops and in the valley low, let us keep saying yes. Let us be like Caleb, that even when everybody around us was going against the truth of the Lord, that we're going to say yes to the Lord. We're not giving up. Amen? So you do whatever you want to do. I just believe the Lord wants to minister to you tonight. Let's pray. Father, you are good. You are good, Lord. We want to know your truth. We don't want the lies of the world. We don't want to go get a cup of coffee when you're saying, just sit still. Just sit still in my presence. Just hear my voice. Lord, would you let us hear your voice tonight? We need to hear your voice tonight, God. Would you just capitalize on this moment, God? Would you now observe what you've spoken through me, and would you yourself verify it in the lives of the men and the women in this room tonight? Would you verify your word in our lives tonight, God? We need you. You are the one that we need. In Jesus' name, amen.
On my heart that just leaped out at me that I'm being convicted about is, am I doing business as usual or am I seeking the Lord every day? Business as usual. Lord, show us. Show me when I fall into that rut or when I make that decision to, well, let's just moderate it a little bit. Let's just go about our business. Instead of understanding, as Josh was speaking, understanding what the season that we're living in is, how real it is, the times that are right on us. It's not a time for business as usual. Show us, oh God. Prompt us. Prick us. Awaken us. to the reality of the times that we're living in. They're no longer on the horizon. They're here. Lord, I speak your blessing over every person here tonight. Let your word soak in. Be hearers of the word and doers of the word. Lord, thank you for Josh. Lord, I bless his ministry right now. His family, oh God. His home. Lord, we speak a blessing over Teen Challenge. Thank you, God. For every person here tonight. Go forth in the name of Jesus.
Set a fire.
you're officially dismissed. If you want to linger in the Lord's presence, feel free. Nobody's going to drive you out.